Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Tim and Jess here to drive you home on K-Rock 955. Sarah Marie filling in, all thanks to the Gordon. TAFE, the smarter choice.
I've gotten to this point and now I can't remember if you say Johansson or Johansson.
What? All these years. ScarJo.
Yeah.
I would say Scarlett Johansson.
No, I've been saying, and then because then we say ScarJo. Look, I'll just push on with the story. You know who I'm talking about. ScarJo, the wonderful and talented Scarlett Johansson, is taking aim at OpenAI. Now, those are the creators of ChatGPT, who have arguably changed people's lives.
OpenAI, Jess and I speak about this a lot on the show. They have done this thing, and they've almost, it's like they built the hydrogen bomb, and they're Oppenheimer, and they're, or the atomic bomb, sorry. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we built it.
Yes.
Oh, no, now someone's going to use it. And they've done this feature where they can essentially recreate everyone's voice. If you have like 15, 20 seconds of someone's voice, they can essentially recreate it. And they went, well, look, we've made it. We probably shouldn't have. And we're not going to give it to anyone because this could be bad because then you could defame somebody.
Yeah.
Essentially, sorry, we made it. We have the power, but whoops. Officially, whoops.
Sorry.
That's what they said.
About it.
Yeah.
Funny you should mention that because this is sort of what they've done with Scarlett Johansson. Now, previously, they'd actually contacted her to ask her if she wanted to partake in, I suppose, some recording sessions to get the different types of her inflections as she talks to create a ScarJo voice through ChatGPT, to which she said no. What a surprise.
So they wanted her to be the voice of the ChatGPT?
An optional voice, I would
say.
Right.
So you can be like, oh, ScarJo, what's... what is in bread? And then it'd be her voice going, blah, 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 blah.
Are we asking what's in bread or in bread?
Yeah, fair enough. I picked any other words in the English language, but that's okay.
Two completely different answers there. So she said no. And you know what? Rightly so, I would say, particularly when you are a star.
It's not your words.
But it's a star. She's huge. She's massive. She doesn't need that. So she's respectfully declined. And then what they did was, well, they just created her voice anyway because, as you have pointed out, they've got the technology. You only need about 20 seconds worth of somebody's voice. And so they released a similar-sounding voice to hers.
Yeah, let's go Hanson. Close enough's good enough for
That's
them.
That's the dyslexic version of ScarJo. And her lawyers have had to say, aha, no there, mate. They had to send two letters because they didn't really act on the first one, it would seem. They have regretfully taken the voice down, but she has now commenced legal action to say, well, hey, guys, you are using my voice here for your product and you can't do that.
Well, so, if you have someone's voice, you can get it to say anything you want and it could be hideous things. It could be disgusting things you don't align with, and that's not okay.
No, exactly. You know what I do love, though? When they named the voice, they didn't go too far from hers.
No?
No, they just called it Sky.
That's close enough. Scarlett,
guys,
Sky.
If you've stolen Scarlett Johansson's voice, call her Diane, you know, anything else.
It's like stealing someone's car that has like a very specific personalised plate and it says like speed on it.
Yeah.
And you just put speef. You're like, oh, we changed the letter. Like it's not the same car.
What are you doing?
It's not the car.
Getting some cardboard and writing F.
Just writing F over P.
Sticking.
Over D. And that's close enough. Fair enough. He caught us. We don't know how he caught us. It seems to be a magician there. I don't know. I think... it's scary. We always end up when we talk about ChatGPT and this AI stuff. I just get...
GPT?
Yeah, this is... you are a like-for-like replacement for Jess.
This is Tim and Jess.
Will from the newsroom joins us. Good afternoon, Will.
Good afternoon. What's going on?
I'll tell you what, Sarah...
Everything.
We're trying our best. Actually, before we get into this, we were just talking about, like, flexes as adults. Like, was there a game that you were just really good at?
Will's not an adult now.
As a kid, was there like a board...
I don't have to think that far back. Whether it was like
a board game. I know you play Monopoly with your mates on Xbox until 3 in the morning. Is Monopoly
not
your...
Not Xbox.
No. Oh, sorry. PlayStation?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not very good at anything, but...
reading the news, you excel at.
That's a game.
In grade 6, I threw the furthest frisbee.
That's
stunning.
A flex. That's a huge flex. And you still remember it.
After school. Yeah. I still remember it. It was like 70 metres.
BAC Primary School?
Birragara.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I just want to check where the record is. Yeah. So it's good to know. All right. Because I'm going to fact check this. I will go back into the.
I don't know if my photo is still on the wall or what's going on, but
with a frisbee throw like that, you'd assume so.
That is a really great achievement, and I would absolutely be screaming that from the rooftop.
Yeah.
In fact, I would then invite you to go and play frisbee golf and see if perhaps you also had great aim to go with it as well.
I'm a pretty handy golfer as well.
Right. Okay, now that's just general bragging and we're not about that. Will, you're not in here to talk about how good you are at stuff. You're in here to do this.
Tim and Jess. K-Rock. Have you been paying attention? But on the radio.
Yeah, let's find out. Will from the newsroom comes into the studio every single day, brings us three news stories. Sarah Marie, your job is for us to fill in the blanks that Will leaves us. Let's get into this.
I did bring this up last week, but Sarah Marie, you might be aware of the portal between New York and Dublin.
Have you seen this?
No.
Basically, this screen that connects, there's a screen in Dublin.
A live camera.
Sorry, yes, and everybody keeps mooning.
Yeah, yeah. But it's back in the news.
Oh, okay.
After all the mooning incidents. So what's happened?
Are they shutting it down permanently?
No.
Okay.
I actually do not know the update on this, and I am very sad.
Is it that it's open again?
It's actually the complete opposite. They're bringing it back.
It's coming back, everybody.
Let the mooning continue.
I got in touch with Trent Sullivan, the mayor of Geelong, to see if we, because last week we spoke about getting a portal between Geelong
and Croatia. We talked about all the terrible things that happened, we thought we should get one ourselves.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because there's a big Croatian population here in Geelong, and maybe get in Dubrovnik or something like that. But yeah, I was going to lie, and so I started pulling strings, but
we'll
I thought that's
now.
Probably not
you're just pulling
good
our leg.
To do.
It, just do it now because it's back. It's back
okay.
in a big way.
All
but it's
right.
not on all the time. It's like set now.
Probably
as it'll be
on. I'd say let's just do 10 a.m. to midday.
I don't think you should leave it on at 3 a.m.
No,
that's going to become like chat roulette. Remember when that was a thing? Will's looking at me like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The NFL
over
in America. It's in the news
at the moment.
A bit of a rumor been doing the rounds. What's happening?
They would like to come and do one game here.
Yes.
He'll pay it.
I'll pay it. That's exactly right. That's
thank
not even
so
my
much.
Standard I'll pay it. That's just
that's
actually
correct.
Right. Yeah.
But we were talking about this off air, Tim and I said, sorry, they're going to need to play two games because the amount of people that are associated with any form of professional sport in Australia, specifically within the AFL and the NRL, they alone are going to take up all of the seats from the stadium within one game.
Put them in Bay 13 and the rest is GA.
Oh, they're all fit.
Yeah.
I think it'll get it done. Because I know Lingy from the Brekkie Show, he's probably more into NFL than he is AFL at the moment.
Who's he go for?
I think he has Patriots. So it's
fake
fan. You know, they were just really good for a long, long time.
The LA Rams are the early rumour.
That'd be great.
Oh, that'd be fun. Mm. Actually, they email me a lot, actually, trying to sell me tickets because of the one time that I went to SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, and it was a Rams home game, and so I had to purchase the ticket through them.
Because you've been ignoring the emails, they've bloody come to you. Well, thank you very much, Sarah Marie.
You've sorted it out.
You're in.
And the Middle Hotel in Corumburra in South Gippsland is in the news. Can you tell me what's happened?
The Middle Hotel in Corumburra.
They've won something.
Is it like the best motel in the country?
I won't pay it.
They
asked today. They've got the best something.
Taken out.
The best.
Is it food related or hospitality related?
It's food related.
So have they gone and taken out the best pie?
Oh.
Steak.
I thought you were going to say it. The best Palmer.
Palmer.
I don't want to get into any sort of debate.
It's Palmer.
So
I don't care
Palmer
what
or Palmer.
It's Palmer, mate.
Best Parmigiana.
But the Australian Hotel Association had their awards at Crown. It's a big deal. Last night, and they awarded the Corumburra Middle Hotel the Palmer of the Year. Special mention to Stuart McKinnon from the Barwon Heads Hotel.
Hey.
Local Legend of the Year. Not entirely sure what that means, but good on him.
All-round good guy.
And Matthew Connell from the Wharf Shed just down the road. He was named the best venue manager.
Okay.
So good on him. A couple of local nods.
How do you get on the judging panel for the Parmigiana of the Year Awards? I wouldn't quit radio for many things. But to be fair, I did go on a two-week road trip and made a big promise. I was like, I'll have a Parma every day for 2 weeks. And on day four, I was like...
You couldn't get it in.
My blood is cheese.
It's not great for your health.
No. But it's a good sometimes food.
Yes.
It is a sometimes only food, as the Cookie Monster says.
Yep.
You should be able to have mini Palmers.
I think maybe we should get some Palmers in here, and us three, we just judge them and we just eat Palmers for free.
Can I?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Will's on board, Sarah Marie.
Just a schnitzel for me, if that's okay,
you're
please.
Celiac.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, soz. And I don't eat pork.
Well, bit of fun to end the segment. Thanks, Sarah Marie.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Sarah Marie, got Will to stick around.
I've been held against my will.
Yes, I know. Nah. But it's because I want to ask an open-ended question, and I'm genuinely curious to see how you'll both answer this.
Please.
Quick, I'll ask you both at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Can you change a tyre on a car?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Genuinely?
Yes. Like done it once.
You've done it once. Mm. So, and you felt comfortable and confident that tyre was put back on correctly, and you would drive on that wheel, that tyre, until you need to change it again.
It worked. I wasn't confident, but it worked.
It got you to where you needed to go.
Sarah Marie, what do you think? You can confidently, you know how.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what my father did the day that I got my P's. Good old Ron. Love him. So I got my P's. He knew. I would have called or texted him from Vic Rods, say, coming home, got these bad boys
the
in P's. My hand.
Don't pick me out.
Here we go. And I had my car, then Mazda 323, sitting on the front lawn, ready to go. Yeah? I get home. He's taking it. Yeah. On purpose as well. So I'm sitting there stewing at home. And so what he did was he probably went to, I don't know, Autobahn, all these other places, got some other little knick-knacky kind of things, some spark plugs as well. And then when Dad returned with my car, I learned how to do an oil change.
Good.
Change the spark plugs, change the tyre over, all of that kind of. And look, as much as I was livid, because all I wanted to do was just go burn down Jackson's Road in Noble Park North in my Mazda 323 on my 18th birthday, I am so thankful that he did that, because he made me make sure that I knew how to actually fend for myself if I ever got in trouble with the car.
Smart.
Will, is it something that you were like, because essentially it is forced upon mostly by parents to learn how to change a tyre.
Yeah. Mm.
Is it something?
No, that wasn't taught.
You just vibed it.
Just whipped
he
out.
He just jumped on YouTube.
Yeah, well, that's
changing tyres for dummies.
Yeah, everything car related. It's just been anything related. It's just YouTube.
I guess you did grow up in that. when Sarah so Marie and I were getting our license, YouTube was something I'd be like, I can't just run back to the computer room to look at all these videos and then run back out to the garage.
YouTube wasn't invented when I got my P's. It didn't even exist.
The reason I bring
this
up.
For Ron.
So they're at 26.
That's what I say all the time.
26 million Australians. Nearly 8 million Aussies don't know how to change a tyre.
I believe it.
That's a high number.
Absolutely. Mate, I know so many people don't even know how to drive a manual anymore, a skill that I love that I have
all
as
right,
well.
Careful, you're starting to sound boomerish.
Well, I'm closer to that than what you are as well. I remember once sitting in a lecture and one of the guys was a bit late coming in and we've whispered over, we're like, David, what's going on? Because he was never late for anything. And then he's just leant over to a couple of the girls. He's like, hey, can anyone come help change the tyre on my Hyundai Excel? It's just broken down out the road there and I just need to. So three of us went and scooted down. Just three old buff ladies. Off we went.
Just lifted the car up.
Sorry, sir. Just going to leave this lecture right now. And geez, we were peacocking. Okay. We were so excited.
Will, do you feel like you could teach somebody to change a tyre? Do you think you could educate someone who is in that 8 million to be able to change the tyre, doing it once, just once alone.
Teach someone,
like, because you've got a pretty four wheel drive style car. Like, if you went out bush and you didn't know how to change a tyre, you'd be in big trouble, mate.
Yeah, that's why I don't go out bush. No, but I'm not sure I could teach someone.
Okay. Well, hang on, I like the honesty. I appreciate the honesty.
I'll just say, if someone said, "Hey, do you know how to change a tyre?" I'd say, "Hey, look it up on YouTube." Read the instructions.
Why are you calling me?
You'd sound like the air coming out of a tyre with the air being released. Wait, I just need to – let me circle back for a moment we could. What vehicle do you drive, Will?
I drive a FJ Cruiser.
It's the most beautiful thing you'll see in Geelong, hands down.
And you don't drive out bush? Like
you don't need to drive out bush with a cruise.
No, I haven't gone proper bush bashing.
Camping?
Yeah, I've gone camping.
Okay.
You can have Everyone's a four wheel drive without having to ram it into a tree for fun. It's a lot cheaper to do that.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Okay, because I'm thinking if the three of us can find someone here in the office that is part of that 8 million and we can edumacate them, on how to change a tire down in the basement. I think that's a fun way to spend our time. And then it's 7.999 million and not 8 million.
So you're confident in your tire changing abilities?
Very, very, very similar, very forced upon, but very grateful to be able to confidently change a tire.
It totally makes sense. You grew up in Pearsdale. Yeah, so that exactly. Absolutely makes sense. A requirement.
Driving into trees in Pearsdale, it's what you got to get done. That's how you get around. All right. Perfect.
So what I've taken out from this is I need to go and drive my car into a tree. Yeah.
Well, not that you take it into drive it into a tree. It's just like when you say things like read the instructions when you turn a tree, there's not a book in the car about changing tire.
You're waiting for YouTube to load. Hang on, guys. I've just got 30 seconds because I don't have the premium version.
I honestly didn't ask you to stay in here to make fun of you. I promise you will.
Usually
you've got this
that's
look
what happens.
No.
I'm getting that vibe again.
All right, we're gonna lower this tally by the end of the week. Mark my words.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.